彼此欠勉彼互相建立的原因。
The reasons for encouraging and building up one another.
经文是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章第一节到第十一节。
The verses are 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 to 11.
那么请大家打开圣经，我们一同来看这段经文。
Please open your Bibles and we'll look at these verses.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第一节。弟兄们，论到时候日期，不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得，主的日子来到就好像夜间的贼一样。人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸突然临到他们，如同产难临到怀胎的妇人一样。他们却不能逃脱。弟兄们，你们却不在黑夜里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的。所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。因为睡了的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉。但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与他同活。所以你们应当该彼此劝勉，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 1. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk, get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate. And the hope of salvation is a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
希伯来书第三章第十二节到第十四节这么说。
It says in Hebrews chapter 3 verses 12 to 14.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不幸的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God.
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end.
我们这段经文说明
This verse explains,
只要还有今天,
as long as there's still today,
只要主耶稣还没有来,
as long as Jesus hasn't returned,
我们应当天天的彼此劝勉,
then we should encourage each other every day.
我们活在这个充满罪恶的一个世界里面,
We live in times that are full of evil.
那么人受到这个罪的迷惑。
And people are confused and deceived by sin.
那么使到他们的心刚硬而离弃了神。
So that their hearts become hardened and they leave God.
那么活在这种世代里面。
So living in these times.
那么信徒真的是要彼此劝勉。
Then believers must encourage one another.
互相的建立。
And build each other up.
免得受到这个罪的迷惑。
And so that we're not deceived by sin.
那么根据今天早上我们所看这段经文。
According to the verses we're looking at today.
我们要彼此劝勉，互相的建立。
We must encourage one another and build up one another.
那么从这段经文里来看，我们看到四个原因，为什么我们要彼此劝勉，互相的建立。
From these verses, we can see four reasons why we must encourage one another and build each other up.
我们应当彼此劝勉，互相建立。第一个原因。
The first reason that we must encourage each other and build each other up.
因为是圣经说主耶稣将会再来。
Because the Bible says that Jesus will come again.
主耶稣的再来是不可以否认的。
Jesus' second coming cannot be denied.
那无论在旧约圣经或者新约圣经，经常谈到主耶稣再来的事情。
The Bible, whether the Old Testament or the New, often talks about Jesus' second coming.
那么圣经里面每三十节经文，有一节经文都是谈到主耶稣再来或者末世的事情。
Out of every 30 verses in the Bible talks about Jesus' second coming or the end times.
那么新约圣经里面一共有300多个地方谈到主耶稣的再来。
The New Testament has more than 300 places where it talks about the second coming.
我们在新约圣经里面一共有27本书，只有4本书没有提到主耶稣的再来。
The New Testament has 27 books. Only 4 do not talk about the second coming.
我们在初期教会300年的历史里面。
In the first 300 years of church history.
第一重要的教义就是关于这个救恩的教义。
The most important doctrine was the doctrine of salvation.
那么第二重要的教义就是关于这个主耶稣再来的教义。
And the second most important doctrine was about Jesus' second coming.
那么可见主耶稣这个再来的教义在初期教会里面占了一个很重要的一个地位。
So you can see that the second coming of Christ occupied a very important place in the early church.
那么在1938年有一个人向一个很有名的公司订购了一个很昂贵而且很敏锐的一个气压计。
In 1938, there was a man who bought a very expensive and very accurate barometer from a well-known company.
那么当这个气压计寄来的时候，
When he received the barometer,
然后他发觉到这个气压计那个针不是只在一个正常的一个位置上。
He found that the needle of the barometer was not pointing to normal pressure.
那么他心里面想，可能这个气压计坏了。
He thought maybe the barometer was broken.
那么就尝试摇动这个气压计，希望这个针是不是只在这个是只在这个正常的位置，而不是只在这个飓风那个位置。
He tried shaking the barometer to see if he could get the needle to go from hurricane to normal pressure.
但是都没有任何的结果。
But he couldn't get it to work.
那么后来他就写了一封信给这个制造商。
So he wrote a letter to the manufacturer.
然后明天早上上班的时候就把那个信投在那个信箱里面。
The next day he took the letter and mailed it.
那傍晚下班回家的时候。
And that day in the evening as he was on his way home.
然后发觉到他的家被这个飓风吹走了。
He found that his house had been blown away by the hurricane.
他的气压计也不见了。
And the barometer was nowhere to be seen.
其实圣经是我们的气压计。
Actually, the Bible is our barometer.
有不少的预兆提醒我们关于主耶稣的再来。
There are many signs that remind us that Jesus will come again.
那么所以保罗在这里说。
So Paul here says.
他说弟兄们论到时候日期不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到。
Now as to the times and the epochs, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come.
哦，主耶稣再来的事情是圣经里面经常提到的事情。
The second coming of Jesus is something the Bible mentions often.
而保罗自己本身对主耶稣的再来很有理解。
Paul had a deep understanding of Jesus' second coming.
而且他曾经告诉过帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒关于主耶稣会再来。
And he had already told the Thessalonian church about Jesus' second coming.
那么因此他才说我不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到。
And so he wrote that, I don't need to write to you that Jesus day, the day of the Lord will come.
所以保罗对主耶稣再来的理解是根据旧约圣经还有主耶稣的教导。
Paul's understanding of the second coming came from the Old Testament and from the teachings of Jesus.
所以保罗肯定主耶稣会再来。
Paul affirmed that Jesus would come back.
因为他是根据神的话语所说的。
Because he spoke according to God's word.
那么神借着先知的预言在旧约圣经里面已经把主耶稣再来的事情说明出来。
God had already used the prophecies of the Old Testament prophets to explain the second coming.
那么加上主耶稣的教导，保罗肯定主耶稣有一天会从天降临。
And with the addition of Jesus' own teachings, Paul affirmed that Jesus would come again.
那么主耶稣再来是肯定的。
Jesus' second coming is certain.
啊，但是也有人认为这个不是不可能，啊，是不可能的事情。
But some people believe that this is impossible.
然后就如在彼得后书第三章三节到四节这么说。
As it says in 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 3 to 4.
啊，在末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥诮说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？
That in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming?
因为从列祖睡了以来，万物以起初创造的时候乃是一样。
For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation.
啊，这个是彼得时代的人对主耶稣再来的事情的反应。
This was the reaction of the people in Peter's time to Jesus' second coming.
啊，他们不相信主耶稣会再来。
They didn't believe that Jesus would come again.
其实同样的现象出现在挪亚的时代，还有这个罗德的时代。
The same kind of phenomenon happened in the time of Noah and Lot.
因为神吩咐挪亚建造一只很大的一个方舟。
God had ordered Noah to build a big ark.
来准备这个洪水的到来。
To prepare for the flood.
如果你看圣经的话，当时的人跟彼得时代的人一样。
If you look in the Bible, the people of Noah's time and the people of Peter's time are the same.
啊，他们讥笑挪亚。
They made fun of Noah.
啊，说他这么笨。
Said he was so dumb.
那么天又没有下雨，为什么建造一个这么宏大的一个方舟？
It wasn't raining at all. Why build such a big ark?
啊，但是后来洪水真的来了。
But after that, the flood did come.
那么神要审判这个索多玛的时候，
When God judged Sodom.
那么索多玛的人同样的不认为神会以这个火从天降临来审判这个城市。
The people of Sodom did not believe that God would send fire down from heaven to judge the city.
啊，但是我们看到后来神真的以这个火从天降临审判这个城市。
But we see that later God did send the fire down to destroy the city.
所以在五章第二节那边谈到主的日子到来。
So in chapter 5 verse 2, it does mention the day of the Lord will come.
什么是主的日子呢？
What is the day of the Lord?
因为主的日子这个名词出现在旧约圣经里面出现不少次。
The day of the Lord, this phrase appears many times in the Old Testament.
那么旧约的先知使用这个名词来形容神对外邦国家的审判。
The Old Testament prophets use this phrase to describe God's judgment of the Gentile nations.
那么在以色列人的历史里面有好几段时期被称为是主的日子。
And in Israelite history, there are some periods that are called the Day of the Lord.
所以保罗在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二节所说的主日，主的日子，它是指那个将来的日子。
The Day of the Lord that Paul mentions in 1 Thessalonians 5:2 is a future day.
主的日子不是一天的时间。
The Day of the Lord is not just one day.
而是一段相当长的时间。
But it is a relatively long period of time.
我主的日子是从基督徒被提到天上去那时候开始。
The day of the Lord will start after the rapture.
七年的大灾难。
Seven years of tribulations.
啊，加上一千年的千禧年。
And then a 1,000 year millennium kingdom.
那么在这段时间里面，神将会把的审判降临到世上。
During this period, God's judgment will fall upon the world.
我们应当彼此劝勉，互相建立。第二个原因。
The second reason that we must encourage one another and build each other up.
因为主耶稣再来的时辰不肯定。
Is because the time when Jesus will return is not known.
那么圣经说明主耶稣再来是肯定的。
The Bible says that Jesus' second coming is certain.
那么但是没有说明什么时候再来。
But it doesn't say what time he will come.
那么当然圣经里面有很多地方谈到这个主再来的预兆。
There are many places that talk about the signs of Jesus' second coming.
所以谈到这个主日子的时候，主耶稣在马太福音第24章36节这么说。
Jesus in Matthew chapter 24 verse 36 talks about the day of the Lord.
但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone.
那主耶稣再来的事情没有人知道。
No one knows when Jesus will come again.
连主耶稣自己也不知道。
Even Jesus himself doesn't know.
只有天父知道。
Only the Heavenly Father knows.
那么虽然圣经没有说明耶稣什么时候再来。
So even though the Bible doesn't say what time Jesus will return.
那么但是圣经却说他来的时候会好像贼一样。
But the Bible does say that when he comes it will be like a thief.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第二节到第三节保罗这么说。
Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5 verses 2 to 3,
因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到好像夜间的贼一样。
For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night.
人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同产男临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们皆不能逃脱。
While they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly like a labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape.
然后保罗在这边说，主耶稣再来的时候好像夜间的贼一样。
Paul says that the day of the Lord will be like a thief in the night.
然后正在人没有意料的时候，没有做好准备的时候，他就来了。
He will come when no one expects it and when no one is prepared.
所以在我的记忆中大概是可能是四到五岁的时候。
I have a memory of when I was maybe 4 or 5 years old.
那么有一个夜晚我突然间从这个睡梦中醒过来。
One night I was woken up.
因为我听到我母亲在喊。
I heard my mother yelling.
而且喊得很大声。
And she was yelling very loudly.
那么后来我看到家人都醒过来了。
And I saw that all my other family members were awake.
啊，灯也开了。
The lights were all on.
啊，邻居的人都走过来看。
The neighbors had all come over to see what was going on.
那么当时我不晓得发生了什么事情。
At that time, I didn't know what had happened.
那么后来才知道，原来家进贼了。
And later, I found out that a thief had come in.
那么大家很熟睡的时候，我想可能是两三点的时候。
It was at a time when everyone was fast asleep, I think maybe about 3 or 4 in the morning.
那么贼就从我们家这个后门进来。
The thief came in from our back door.
那么贼进来的时候进入我母亲的房间。
When he came in, he went into my mother's room.
用一只金属尝试把那个抽屉 要打开。
He used some kind of metal rod to try to open a drawer.
因为抽屉里面有些很贵重的东西。
Because there were some very valuable things in the drawer.
所以当这个贼尝试把这个抽屉打开的时候
，So as this thief was trying to open the drawer，
所以发出一种声音，好像老鼠在咬木头一样。
It made a sound like a mouse trying to chew wood。
其实我就是我母亲告诉我的。
My mother had told me this。
起初她还以为是老鼠在咬木头。
So、at first she had thought that it was a mouse。
所以当天我的母亲因为她身体不舒服
，That day my mother had not been feeling well。
她睡得很不好，所以才听到这个声音。
She wasn't sleeping well at all, so she heard this sound.
所以没有人知道贼什么时候会来偷东西的。
So no one knows when a thief will come and steal your stuff.
然后因此没有做好任何的准备。
And so no one has prepared for this.
贼要来的时候，他不会告诉你的。
When a thief wants to come, he's not going to tell you.
他来的时候是在人没有提防的时候。
When he comes, it's going to be a time when you are not ready.
所以正如帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第三节保罗这么说。
Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:3,
在人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸突然临到他们，如同产难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们皆不能逃脱。
While they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly like labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape.
所以主耶稣再来的时候是很突然的。
Jesus' second coming will be very sudden.
是人不能够逃脱的。
No one can escape.
所以我们必须要互相劝勉，互相的建立。
So we must encourage one another and build up one another.
那么第三个原因是因为神要求我们过一个蒙他喜悦的生命。
The third reason is because God requires us to live a life pleasing to Him.
那么既然主耶稣再来是很肯定的。
Since Jesus' return is certain.
但是他来的时候他的时辰是不肯定的。
But the time is not certain.
然后我们应当做好怎么样的准备。
So how should we prepare?
没有人知道耶稣什么时候会再来。
No one knows when Jesus will return.
你不知道，我也不知道。
You don't know, I also don't know.
那么因此我们更加要做好准备。
And so we must prepare well.
所以保罗在五章第六节说。
So Paul says in chapter 5 verse 6.
所以我们不要睡觉像别人一样，总要警醒，谨守。
So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober.
那么这节经文里面所说的睡觉跟道德的生活有关系。
The sleep mentioned in this verse is related to living the virtuous life.
在五章四节到第五节，保罗这么说。
And Paul says in verses 4-5.
他说：“弟兄们，你们切不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。”你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是守黑夜的，也不是守这个幽暗的。
But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day would overtake you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness.
所以基督徒圣经说是光明之子。
The Bible says that Christians are sons of light.
是百昼之子。
And sons of day.
不属黑暗的，不属这个幽暗的，因此不可活在这个黑暗里面。
Christians do not belong to the night or darkness, and so we cannot live in the darkness.
然后保罗在帖撒罗尼迦第四章曾经谈到这个一个讨神喜悦的生命。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul talks about a life that is pleasing to God.
他说一个讨神喜悦的生命是一个圣洁的生命。
He says that a life pleasing to God is a holy life.
然后彼得后书那边第三章也谈到主耶稣再来的事情。
2 Peter chapter 3 also talks about Jesus' second coming.
然后彼得还说当主耶稣再来的时候这个天地都要被废弃而且被烈火烧尽。
Peter says that when the Lord returns, heaven and earth will pass away and will be destroyed by fire.
在三章第十一节，这一切既然都如此消化，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
In chapter 3, verse 11, since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
所以保罗跟彼得所强调的就是一个圣洁的生命。
What Paul and Peter are emphasizing is a holy life.
当主耶稣再来的时候，神所要求的是一个圣洁的生命。
When Jesus comes again, God requires a holy life.
而不是这些物质，因为这些物质将会过去。
And not material possessions, because material things will all pass away.
所以保罗劝勉我们不要睡觉。
So Paul encourages us not to sleep.
他所谓睡觉就不是太，我们每一个人都要睡觉。
The sleep that he means is not the sleep that we all do.
所谓的睡觉就是属灵上那个睡觉。
The sleep he means is a spiritual sleep.
而要紧紧的谨守。
We must be careful.
好像一个守望的人一样。
Just like a soldier on sentry duty.
在古代的时候，这罗马士兵他们在守望的时候是不可以睡觉的。
In ancient times, a Roman soldier on sentry duty could not sleep.
如果他们被发现的话，就被处死刑。
If he was discovered sleeping, he would be sentenced to death.
所以圣经告诉我们，基督徒必须要好像一个守望的一个军人一样。
So the Bible tells us that Christians should be like a soldier on guard.
不像那些生活在黑暗不得救的人。
Not like those who live in darkness and are not saved.
而且在这个道德上不可以沉睡。
And speaking of living a virtuous life, we cannot sleep.
也不可以好像一个醉酒的人一样。
And we cannot be like a drunkard.
就好像这句经文说，醉日的人是在夜间醉的。
As it says in this verse, and those who get drunk at night.
所以当一个人在这个道德上沉睡的时候。
So when a person is asleep in his moral life.
或好像一个在夜间醉酒的人一样。
Or is like a drunk in the night.
那么他在道德生活上就渐渐地失去了这个知觉。
Then he will slowly lose awareness of moral standards.
因为通常一个喝醉酒的人是在不知不觉的时候。才喝醉的。
Just in the same way, usually a person who gets drunk does it unintentionally.
然后首先他喝一杯、两杯、三杯。
First he drinks one cup, two cups, three cups.
然后不知不觉他就醉了。
Unconsciously becomes drunk.
我曾经见过一些喝醉酒的人。
I have once seen some drunk people.
然后他口里一直在说，我没有醉，我没有醉。有没有看过这样的人？
They kept saying, I'm not drunk, I'm not drunk. I don't know if you've seen this kind of person.
其实他已经失去了他的知觉，也不知道自己已经醉了。
Actually, they had lost their awareness and didn't realize that they were so drunk.
所以保罗在这里面劝解我们不要沉睡。
Paul here urges us not to fall asleep.
更不要像一个醉酒的人一样。
And not to be like a drunk.
应当做一个生活上有警醒自守的人。
We must live a life that is sober and alert.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第八节这么说。
So Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:8.
他说就应当谨守把信和爱当作复兴镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
Having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation.
这句经文描述到一个已经做好准备的一个军人。
This verse describes a soldier who has prepared well.
因为军人当他出去打仗的时候，他必须要戴上这个护心镜，还有这个头盔。
When a soldier goes out to fight, he has to put on a breastplate and a helmet.
那么这句经文再次的提到这个信望爱这三个美德。
It also meant, this verse mentions faith, hope, and love, these three virtues.
然后保罗说，当我们在等待主耶稣再来的时候，
Paul says that as we are waiting for Jesus' return,
我们应当以我们的信心、我们的爱心，还有神赐给我们的盼望，当成我们这个神给我们这个信心、爱心来当成我们这个复兴镜。
God gives us faith and love to put on as a breastplate.
然后以这个救恩所带来的盼望当成 我们这个头盔。
And he gives us the hope of salvation to wear as a helmet.
啊，这个是我们抵挡魔鬼其中的两个武器。
These are two of our weapons for resisting the devil.
因为在以弗所书第六章，保罗谈到我们应当穿上这个全副的军装。
Paul talks in Ephesians chapter 6 about putting on the whole armor of God.
所以当我在准备这个讲章的时候，我就读到一位牧师所写的一篇文章。
As I was preparing this sermon, I read an essay written by a pastor.
他说在第二次世界大战的时候，
He said that in the Second World War,
他的父亲是这个潜水艇的一个海军。
His father was a sailor stationed on a submarine.
身为一名军人。
So as a member of the Navy.
必须要随时的做好准备，随时的穿上他们的军装。
He had to be ready at any time and be ready to put on his uniform at any time.
我们就算在洗澡的时候，他们必须把他的军装放在很靠近他们的一个地方。
Even if he was taking a shower, he had to put his uniform nearby.
万一有需要的时候，能够立刻把这个军装穿上。
Just in case it was needed, he could put it on at a moment's notice.
那么这位牧师说，有一个早上。
This pastor said that one morning.
那么他的父亲在洗澡的时候。
His father was taking a shower.
那么突然间，这个警钟响了。
Suddenly an alarm sounded.
那么警钟响的时候，每一个军人必须要立刻把他的军装穿上。
When an alarm sounded, every sailor had to put on his alarm.
做好准备。
And get ready.
那么但是他的父亲只穿上这个内裤。
But at that time, his dad was only wearing his underwear.
然后把这个头盔戴上。
So he put on his helmet.
就赶上这个岗位去。
And he ran out to his post.
身上没有穿衣服，脚也没有穿鞋。
He wasn't wearing any.
看起来是一个没有准备好。
He wasn't wearing any clothes and he wasn't wearing any shoes, so he did not look well prepared.
所以在我们的日常生活里面，圣经教导我们应当把我们的军装穿上。
The Bible tells us that we must put on our spiritual armor.
那么这个属灵的军装，保罗在这边讲，就是我们对神那种信心。
Paul here says that the spiritual armor is our faith in God.
我们对人那种爱心
，our love for others，
和神赐给我们这个永恒的那个盼望
，and the hope that God gives us in our salvation。
所以，这个复兴镜是军人保护他们心胸的一个军装。
The breastplate is for soldiers to protect their chest。
然后，同样的，我们对神的信心和对人的爱心，可以成为抵挡。魔鬼的一个武器。
In the same way, our faith in God and our love of others is a weapon to resist the devil.
这个头盔是用来保护这个军人的头。
A helmet protects the soldier's head.
那么同样的，这个救恩带来的这个盼望，能够保守我们的心怀意念。
In the same way, the hope of our salvation can protect our hearts and minds.
免得我们陷入这个绝望的情况里面。
And prevent us from falling into despair.
我们对神的信心必须要坚强。
Our faith in God must grow stronger.
我们对人的爱心必须要增加。
Our love for others must increase.
那么心里面经常存着神赐给我们这个救恩的盼望。
And we must always keep the hope of our salvation in our hearts.
所以今天所看的经文教导我们要彼此劝勉，互相的建立。
The verses today teach us that we must encourage one another and build each other up.
然后第一个原因是因为主耶稣肯定会来。
The first reason is that Jesus will return.
然后第二个原因，我们不知道主耶稣什么时候会再来。
The second reason, we don't know when Jesus will return.
然后第三个原因，因为这个是神的要求。
The third reason, this is God's requirement.
那么神要求我们过一个圣洁的生命。
God requires us to live a holy life.
那么第四个原因是因为我们是一个得救的人。
And the fourth reason is because we're saved.
那么当主耶稣再来的时候，
When Jesus comes again,
他将会把所有得救的人被提到天上去 脱离这个大灾难。
He will take all the saved to heaven to escape the tribulations.
因为神将会所有把所有的得救的基督徒，无论是死去的还是活着的，把他们一同提到天上去，永远与主耶稣同在。
God will take all saved Christians, whether they have died or are still alive, up to heaven to be with Jesus forever.
我们在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章第十六节到第十八节这么说。
1 Thessalonians 4 verses 16 to 18 says,
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，在那基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在，所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words.
我们还有在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章第九到第十一节，保罗这么说。
And also, 1 Thessalonians 5:9 to 11, Paul says.
因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。他替我们死，叫我们无论睡着醒着或者睡着，都与他同活。所以你们应当彼此劝慰，互相建立。正如你们素常所行的。
For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you are doing.
所以在等待主耶稣再来的时候。
So as we're waiting for the Lord's second coming,
我们不单不要沉睡。
We not only cannot fall asleep,
我们对神那个信心应当是坚强的。
We must strengthen our faith in God.
而且我们对人的爱心必须要增加。
We must increase our love for others.
而且心里面存着那个神赐给我们那个救恩的盼望。
And we must keep the hope that God gives us in our salvation in our hearts.
因此我们必须要以神赐给我们这个盼望来彼此劝勉，彼互相的建立。
We must use this hope that God gives us to encourage one another and build each other up.
彼此劝勉，互相建立，是服侍神的一个方式。
Encouraging one another and building one another up is one way of serving God.
所以在等待主耶稣再来的时候，我们应当经常彼此劝勉，互相的建立。
So as we await the coming of the Lord, we must encourage one another and build up one another.
那么圣经讲得很清楚，有一天主耶稣将会再来。
The Bible is very clear that Jesus will come again.
因为这个是圣经所说的。
Because this is what the Bible teaches us.
但是圣经也说，没有人知道耶稣什么时候会再来。
But the Bible also says no one knows when he will come again.
但是圣经经常警告我们要做好准备。
But the Bible often warns us we have to prepare.
而过一个蒙神喜悦的生命。
And live a life that is pleasing to God.
所以在我们活在这个末世的时代。
So those of us who live in these end times.
所以我们应当经常的彼此劝勉，互相的建立。
We must often encourage one another and build each other up.
而不是互相的英文说 tear one another up.
Instead of tearing one another down or apart.
这个是保罗的劝勉。
This is Paul's encouragement for us.
Let us 安静在神的面前，用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts before the Lord and use a little time to think about today's message.
我主耶稣再来是肯定的。
Jesus will come again.
因为圣经已经说明很清楚。
Because the Bible has already said very clearly.
但是圣经也说他来的时候没有人知道。
The Bible also says that no one knows the day.
而且他来的时候好像夜间的劫一样。
And also that when he comes again, it will be like a thief in the night.
也就是在人还没有准备好的时候他就来了。
He will come just when no one is well prepared.
你是否有做好准备?
Have you prepared?
让我们一起来互相的勉励,互相的建立。
Let us encourage one another and build each other up.
As
we await the second coming of Jesus, we must do this more and more.
天父，求你经常地提醒我们。
Heavenly Father, we ask you to remind us often.
提醒我们每一天都记得要彼此劝勉，互相的建立。
Remind us that we must build each other up and encourage one another every single day.
主啊，求你加添给我们力量。
Lord, we ask you to give us strength.
让我们能够在你等待你的时候。
That we may await your coming.
让我们过一个蒙你喜悦的生命。
And that we may live a holy life, a life pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.